and continues on News 102.3 KRMG.
Opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of KRMG or the program's sponsors. Welcome to the Future of Real Estate on News Talk KRMG. Daryl Baskin, Tulsa's leading real estate advisor, and his team of specialists share tips and insights on buying and selling homes. Plus, you'll hear from interesting guests on maintaining and improving the home you have now.
Daryl Baskin, the future of real estate is now.
And now, the host of the Future of Real Estate, Daryl Baskin.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Future of Real Estate, Tulsa's source for local real estate news and information. I'm Daryl Baskin of the Baskin Real Estate Specialists at eXp Realty. Today's program brought to you by TTCU, Federal Credit Union, Integrity Title, Murray Electric, and the agents at eXp Realty and the specialists. You know, we've had some great conversation in the past about time to buy, excellent opportunity, and there are different segments of the market that have experienced a stall. And I'll just open and we'll move on with some other discussion. But let me tell you, if you are shopping for a house or thinking you may be wanting to buy a house in 2018, I think there are some incredible opportunities that are available in certain segments of the market. And I would like to talk to you. And let's set up a quick little chat. You can do that 15-minute phone call. AskinForBaskin.com, A-S-K-I-N, for F-O-R. Baskin.com. You know, we're going to talk about the Pearl District today. My friend Kevin Anderson, who is a commercial real estate broker, I've talked about the Pearl District off and on many times. I thought I would just bring in an expert who can tell us some more about it, because Kevin has more commercial listings available, to my knowledge, than anyone in the Pearl District. And a wealth of information. Some great things happening in Tulsa. Now, let me draw a distinction here between how I open the program of, hey, this is a great time to buy. There's a stall on the market. Guess what? Certain areas are not experiencing a stall in the market, and the Pearl District is one of them. It is like on a rampage, and I thought in preparing for the show, well, you know, we're going to talk about commercial real estate, but I'll make sure I'm up on any of the latest, some of the new listings that might have been available in the Pearl District residential-wise, because I've been selling many of them over recent years. Well, guess what? There were only two that I was able to find, and they were twice as much and three times as much as what I've sold recently, because the market is doing that well. So here's a bird's eye view. When it comes to real estate, it's not just local, it's hyper-local. And understanding the nuances, the trends of that particular market are important to you as a home buyer, a home seller, a commercial investor. Where are things going to be? Where are they today? Where are things going to be in 5 or 10 years? That's what you need to know. And that's why you need a good real estate professional. One of the reasons I've asked Kevin to come on with me today. If you'd like to set up a phone call just to visit to see if this might be the right time, I would strongly encourage you, if you're a home buyer, let's visit, because once spring gets here, everybody and their dog comes out, starts looking at stuff, and then you lose that advantage that you have with home sellers who can sometimes just be desperate in the winter and when you can strike your best deal. AskinForBaskin.com. Set up a complimentary phone call. And heck, if we need to talk some more, we might stop and have a cup of coffee. We can do that too. AskinForBaskin.com. AskinForBaskin. I'm Daryl Baskin. You're listening to the Future of Real Estate, Tulsa's source for local real estate news and information. As you know, I often like to begin a program with my nonprofit. And we are going to do something really special coming up in 2018, and that is, well, planning a more diverse nonprofit rotation. That's the best way to describe it. If you have someone, a nonprofit, somebody doing some, an organization doing amazing things for Tulsa, I would like you to text in right now. I'll keep this list handy. What is the number?
95920. 95920.
95920. Text in the organization that you'd like to see. I'll make sure that we personally invite them to be a part of the show in 2018, because there are things happening and there's no possible way I can individually keep track of them. I'd like you to know about them as well. Text their name, and if you have a contact person, 95920. Make sure you do it in the show time here between 1 and 2 on Saturday. If you're catching a replay, we'll make sure I take that list with me. 95920.
And also, Daryl, we have an announcement.
What is that? Let me turn up my headphones.
Okay, there we go. Well, we're now podcasting.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, we've had our little private podcast that you could find at darylbaskin.com, but now KRMG is going to be taking care of that, so it will be right there on the KRMG site. And if you're like me, it's hard to catch stuff live all the time anymore, so just catch your favorite podcast. And the best part is you can scan through the show to see what things are being discussed. And if it's like the Pearl District, which everybody needs to know about, you can listen to the whole thing. And if it's just me rambling about nonsense, you can skip it. Right, Tim?
Oh, yes. <That's>
what... Well, one address, thousands of homes, HomeGuideTulsa.com. I've got a property at 7201 West Edison Street in the Osage Hills, 1,750,000, approximately 55 acres, a beautiful setting that's less than 12 minutes from downtown Tulsa. Almost unheard of to find that much space. It's a 6-bedroom and comes in at, let me think, I believe it's about 6,500 square feet, maybe 7,500. Whatever it is, it's big, and I don't have it on my list here in front of me. You can find it at 7201 West Edison Street at HomeGuideTulsa.com. Many of the links that you'll find have an EXP 3D tour where you can see the house in a virtual 3D world, especially if you have Google Cardboard or a virtual viewer. You can put those on and literally walk through the house as if you were there. It has a 24-stall barn, which could be, remove those stalls and you have the most amazing entertainment venue if you wanted to run a bed and breakfast or an event center. This is it, 7201 West Edison Street, and I think you'll be hard-pressed to find anything close to it, especially size and value. Near Tulsa, you're going to have to get way out to do that. 7201 West Edison Street, HomeGuideTulsa.com. Well, my nonprofit today, CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates, just had a board meeting with CASA, and every time, I mean, years of being involved with this organization, I never lose my passion. It grows stronger every day. I hear the stories, and so much of CASA cannot be public because we're talking about private circumstances with children who are caught in a system. The system, DHS, they've been taken out of their home on suspicion of neglect or abuse. And on, I might say, rare occasion, it's actually not neglect or abuse. Imagine being a parent who has an advocate for their child in this system, and that advocate is able to say, wait a minute, these kids need to be home. They need to be back with their parents. What if it's not, and you've got a parent who's just gaming the system, drugs involved, abuse involved, not caring about the kids, but what does the judge need to hear for the safety and the future of these children? Well, the CASA is a trained volunteer. That could be you. Somebody who goes in and says, this is what I know from my research with my discussions with the teachers, with the attorneys, with the foster parents, with the parents themselves. And who gives that child a voice in the court system? That's what a CASA does. Many of these other people, they may change. Foster parents could change. The caseworker, who's probably overloaded with too many cases, as is the case with many government situations, who follows that child from the beginning to the end of their case and helps provide information to get the right decisions made for them? That's where ACASA comes in. Reach out to Tulsa ACASA, get involved. There's some free informational events where you can find out if this is right for you. And if it's not, you may know who it might be right for. The most valuable, worthwhile time you can spend volunteering, I think, is as a CASA. TulsaCASA.org. TulsaCASA.org. I'm Darryl Baskin. You're listening to The Future of Real Estate. Thank you to TTCU, the credit union, Integrity Title, Murray Electric, and eXp Realty, the Baskin Real Estate Specialist, for making today's show possible. Up after this break, let's talk to Kevin Anderson. And the exciting things that are happening in the Pearl District, you're not going to believe it. Stay tuned.
Just breaking in quickly with a traffic update. We have an accident just happening a few minutes ago on Highway 169. It is southbound, non-injury collision, southbound 169 at 41st Street, right near the exit. So that will impact your driving south on 169 for a little bit this afternoon. We'll keep you updated, and we'll be back with more Darryl Baskin on News 102.3 KRMG.
When it comes to taking care of the things that matter most to you, you'll find the answers here all weekend long. It's another Ask the Experts weekend. Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 102.3 KRMG on KRMG.com and the KRMG app.
After my husband attempted to install a ceiling fan and made a mess of the ceiling and the floor, we decided to have it installed by a professional. And we want it done soon, before the air conditioning bills take a bite out of our budget. Seems like every electrician we called, we got the same runaround. If you need this, push one. If you need that, push two. If you can wait long enough and get through to a real human being, it's a receptionist who knows even less about installing a ceiling fan than my husband.
Hi, I'm Larry Murray, owner of Murray Electric. Yes, a real, live, and knowledgeable, courteous electrician answers the phone when you call Murray Electric. We know you want answers, not phone shuffle, and we provide answers on the spot. Murray Electric has been serving three countries since 1984 with honest, prompt, and dependable electrical service. Call us and hear for yourself.
When you're in a hurry, call Murray.
That's Murray Electric at 835-9605.
It was made.
Texas tornadoes
fired Director Comey.
2017.
Welcome to the state of Israel.
The appointment of Mr. Mueller.
Explosion at Manchester Arena.
Losers.
You just body slammed me and broke my glass.
And for that, I'm sorry.
My name is Bob.
Whatever happens next.
James Bob.
Happens here.
Goodbye.
This is News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Don't get trapped in Tulsa traffic.
Westbound direction of the Broken Arrow Expressway. One of the cars involved went down into the ditch off to the side.
Get traffic updates every 6 minutes on the KRMG Morning and Evening News to get you around new construction delays and even get minute-by-minute travel times. Tulsa's 24-hour traffic station is News 102.3 KRMG.
One address, thousands of homes, HomeGuideTulsa.com. We have 1013 South Cypress Avenue in Broken Arrow. $279.9 is the price. That is a new price. And it's the Villages at Wood Creek. I believe this is open tomorrow, either from 2 to 4. So Sunday 2 to 4 or 1 to 3. You can check that online. HomeGuideTulsa.com. Wait a minute. I've got it here in fine print. 2 to 4. Sunday, December 10th. 10th, 2 to 4. It's 1013 South Cypress Avenue. It's one of the few five-bedroom homes that you will find. A three-car garage. You start breaking things down. You say three-car garage. I'm looking for a three or more car garage. Over 250, or say under 300,000 in Broken Arrow. Union Schools. That's a key point here. And you start specifying square footage. So for example, this one's over 3,000 square feet. When you start entering all of these things, this is what I want. You start to see the real values come to the surface. This property will show up on that list, and it will be one of the few. 1013 South Cypress Avenue, looking for space, looking for a three-car garage, which, by the way, three-car garages, that extra garage, if you're seeing some two cars on your list and some three cars, that extra garage doesn't show up in the square footage. So it becomes, you certainly don't want to only shop by square footage, because you miss out on the things like a covered porch and a covered patio and the third car garage. Like, where are you going to put your stuff in the winter? And that's part of what goes in the pot, and you mix it all up, and that's where you come up with value. HomeGuideTulsa.com. Check out 1013 South Cypress Avenue in Broken Arrow. Union Schools, 279-9. Open tomorrow from 2 to 4. That's Sunday. I'm Darrell Baskin. You're listening to The Future of Real Estate, Tulsa's source for local real estate news and information. On with this discussion with Kevin Anderson, my commercial real estate broker friend at Kevin Anderson's Amazing Real Estate Company. What is the name of your company? I don't even know.
Kevin Anderson and Associates. Email is kevinanderson@tulsarealtors.com. The phone number is 918-406-3197.
Now, when I was thinking, who am I going to talk to about the Pearl District? I can certainly ramble for a while, but it's nice to have somebody else to talk to. And I don't think anybody else really knows as much about the Pearl District, at least in our line of work. I don't think anybody does. So I stopped reading your resume once my jaw was dropping, and I was like, okay, well, this is amazing. I didn't know all the stuff that you'd done. You're on the Boston Avenue Architectural Committee. You are an architect.
Former recovering architect.
All right.
Well, I use those skills.
Architects look at things from a different angle. No pun intended there, but it's true.
True.
You know, my residential real estate clients who are architects have a unique style, a way of looking at something that's beneficial in so many ways. And you've been around the Pearl District for a long time. So what got you into this collection of properties for sale in the Pearl District? How did that happen?
When we moved back from New York and I started doing brokerage full-time, as a startup organization to compete with the bigger firms, you have to know a market very well. And
yeah.
So I just focused on that market and have met a lot of people there and sold a lot of properties in the Pearl and the South Downtown area. I just focus on that market and really
obviously trusted, because I see your sign pop up and they're almost like they're contiguous. What are you seeing that's bringing the attention to the Pearl District now? Because you've put your name on some buildings that have. I don't want this to be taken the wrong way, but especially by anyone listening who may mistake what I'm saying as negative. Almost blighted buildings. They've just been sitting there for a long time, creating no benefit to the area. And when you're a property owner who has a building like that, there's not much you can do if the economy isn't supporting. I mean, what are you going to put money? You don't pay $1,000 for something, you're going to get $500 back. That's ludicrous.
Well, the Pearl District has experienced incredible appreciation. I've done a paired sales analysis that shows.
What does that mean, paired sales analysis?
That means a property has sold once and then sold again, and nothing has been modified about the property.
The
same property. Yeah. From Kendall Whittier to the Pearl District, and the property appreciation per year has been in the area of 20% per year.
Now, that's certainly not something that you can say across the market in Tulsa. As a matter of fact, I remember I opened the show talking about a stalled market in various segments of the residential markets, and there's virtually no appreciation in certain categories. But you're saying 20%, and now you're talking commercial, I'm assuming.
I'm talking strictly commercial, a lot of historic. The downtown area has gotten so expensive, and nobody wants to sell anymore.
It's because they all have opportunities with their buildings now. They used to be just vacant warehouses, and what can you do with it? Nobody wants to be there.
Why sell now if the value is going to increase?
Let's kind of sister this with investment advice, because I remember, I've got to tell a story. You'll appreciate this. What's the country western bar downtown, the big one that—
Legends.
Legends, okay. I had the building for sale or lease, and I beat my head against the wall. I bet I showed it to 30 people, and each of them I would say, this is what's coming, this is what's going to happen, there's a renaissance taking place, downtown is going to be amazing, you just got to see that vision, don't take my word for it, look at these things, just check, make sure it's not sales hype, because I want you to feel comfortable here. And they would have objections, everything. Oh, but where are people going to park? I'm like, are you kidding me? It's downtown. Where do people park when they go downtown? There's street parking. You pay for a spot. If you want parking, you need to go out south and find this huge parking lot and, you know, put a little building there. The people don't come downtown because they're looking for free parking. They're coming downtown for some action. Well, we don't know about this. There was just one objection after another. And finally, it happened. And Blake comes in, says, I get it. I know what's going on here. And he puts on in his establishment. And then all of a sudden, everybody comes out of the woodwork. Is that building still available? No, it's not still available. Now that the vision that we were talking about has some traction, people who didn't have the vision before, you lost out. It's too late. What would you advise somebody? Like, how do you tell when the right time? If you can't tell, I'm a little frustrated sometimes by that. I'm like, you're missing it.
Well, you have to understand that the people who are selling property, they know property values are going up too. So you have to be willing to pay a couple of years future if you're going to get them to sell now.
There you go. Okay. So looking into the future, and that's the risk. Obviously, something could go wrong. The economy could collapse. Any number of things could happen that would change that. And we saw that, if you look historical perspective, we saw that in the days of the oil bust when you had the Kensington Galleria, which no longer exists. All of a sudden, wait a minute, the demand for what we've got here is gone. And certain residential developments, which like White Hawk was an example of that, way out in the middle of nowhere, but it was celebrity country estates and Bixby and it just closed and had to be redeveloped like 20 years later, however long it was. Well, stuff like that can happen, but that was rather catastrophic in its impact on Tulsa. But when you look at something that has so much momentum and the infrastructure is in place or been approved, it's no longer a bunch of what if. It's, yeah, there could be changes in the economy, but what is the likelihood of this type of momentum just stopping overnight?
Well, oil is now recovered from the 40s into the 50s, and they're talking about it getting up to the 60s. I read the Spirit Airlines CEO said yesterday in the paper, or maybe it was the day before, that airline business is increasing at 7% per year. Those are two of our biggest industries here in Tulsa.
Well, I like the numbers that you're saying, though, because those aren't wildly speculative numbers. $40 to $50, that's good. That's very good. It's not huge. It's not like we've gone from 40 to 80, and there's unreasonable expectation for the future. Those are nice, stable numbers. What about we talked about residential or commercial being at 20%. Residential, it's hard to find. I think if you did a paired analysis like what you said, by the way, the general public might recall these being a comparative market analysis. That's what a lot of residential realtors use. But that's not a paired analysis, which is property A selling 2 years ago, property A, that same property, selling 2 years later. This is just similar types of properties, which could be in various conditions, various stages of the owner could be in various stages of what's the motivation, mm-hmm. You know, some under duress, divorce, I'm just going to see what I can get, etc. But in the residential world, I would venture to say we've seen more than 20% increase, because I used to find houses in the Pearl District being like 50,000 ish. Sometimes less, and now the lowest price I found was $99,900, and that was only that two were available. The rest were all pending or sold. And the Pearl District is a small area. Define that area, Kevin.
The formal designation is 11th Street to 244, and from the downtown area to Utica. But
so downtown area, you'd say the east side of the IDL,
of the
interdispersal loop.
Yes. But we don't like to assume that there are walls there, so we try to include the businesses around the Pearl District in an area that I like to call the Reef, that includes businesses like Marshall's Brewery, Topeka Coffee, the businesses on the south side of 11th Street. we think we can all benefit by working together.
Well, when we come back, some of the things, the exciting things that are happening along this this corridor and what the future is going to hold. Some big announcements that have come out from a civic improvement standpoint that will just make an amazing difference in the next 5 to 10 years. And you're going to want to know about it if you're proud of Tulsa. If you're not, listen to this. You'll be proud of Tulsa because we are really coming on strong and making a name for ourselves on a national level. And attractive reasons to locate here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm Darrell Baskin. You're listening to The Future of Real Estate, talking with Kevin Anderson, commercial broker friend, and we'll be back with more after this.
Currently 53 degrees. We'll check in next with Fox News, update weather and traffic, and then back with more Darrell Baskin and The Future of Real Estate on Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, News 102.3 KRMG.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC studios, KRMG-FM, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa. Fox News is next on News 102.3 KRMG, KRMG.com, and the KRMG app. News 102.3, Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. The home of the three big things you need to know. On air, online at KRMG.com, and now on every device. The News 102.3 KRMG app. Tulsa's news starts.
Fox News Radio, I'm Debbie Handley. President Trump appeared at the opening of the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum in Jackson.
Here we memorialize the brave men and women who struggled to sacrifice and sacrifice so much so that others might live in freedom.
The president's appearance sparked a protest among some African-American leaders who disagree with the president's record on racial issues. Snow hit a good part of the U.S. Deep South, was as much as a foot falling in areas normally not affected. This Alpharetta, Georgia man says he's dealing with ice.
A little early for us here in Georgia, but, we get through it.
France is bidding farewell to its biggest rock star, 74-year-old Johnny Hallyday, sometimes dubbed the French Elvis. The Army-Navy game takes place today in Philadelphia. Fox News, we report, you decide.
News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG has Tulsa's most accurate and dependable forecast. Fox 23 Chief Meteorologist James Adelot tells us, well, for the heading to the mid of December, not too bad at all. Temperatures will be very, very mild, and we'll have some wind, though, to contend with. North winds most of the time. We can expect the high tomorrow up to 62 degrees. Now, tonight's low will be 29. 62 tomorrow, 64 on Monday, dropping back to 50 on Tuesday, then back to 63 on Wednesday, and nighttime lows, well, they'll be in the mid-30s. So for this time of the year, not too bad at all. But dry is the word. No rain in sight at all on the seven-day forecast. Taking a look at KRMG team traffic, it is busy this afternoon. First stop, 169. We have an injury crash, and that's at 41st Street on the southbound side of 169. That'll slow you down just a bit. Another non-injury crash South Olympia, that's right near Tulsa Hills. Third injury crash, that's at 51st and Memorial. More Darrell Baskin, Future of Real Estate, coming up next on Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 102.3 KRMG.
The KRMG Morning News 8 a.m. In-Depth Hour.
Any similarities in the way things are setting up to the start of this winter compared to the start of the 2006-2007 winter?
We go in-depth on issues that matter to you.
I wouldn't draw an immediate correlation. I think some of the better winter weather potential may hold off. You may see one of those good February, March kind of snows that can come to the area.
Good thing about those is they melt pretty quickly.
They do.
Right. Amen.
Exactly. News 102.3 KRMG. Listen on demand at KRMG.com. And the KRMG app. It was July.
North Korea's launch
was on the 4th of July.
2017.
Senator McCain.
Cancer diagnosis.
Sean Spicer. Resigning.
He did back of that trailer.
Times like these.
Whatever happens next.
Trump care.
Defeated.
Grand parole.
O.J. Simpson.
Happens here.
The Ohio State Fair.
Tragedy.
This is News 102.3 KRMG.
Hey, one address, thousands of homes, homeguidetulsa.com, 3510 East 104th Place in Jinks Schools. It's a Tulsa address, $310,000 is the current price, and it's nearly an acre lot, acre-ish, all on one level, over 3,400 square feet. I was there today, and this is kind of nestled in the trees, an established area. It's not by no means falling into the category of new clear-cut McMansion neighborhoods. This is, if you like Midtown, but you want to live south, this is a perfect choice for you. 3510 East 104th Place, the Jinx Southeast School District, and you don't want to negotiate stairs? Here's your place. No stairs. HomeGuideTulsa.com. One address, thousands of homes. On the phone. Not on the phone? Do I have Dan on the phone? Oh, we don't have Dan on the phone yet. Dan Newberry with TTCU, the credit union, will be joining us here shortly, I promise. Let's continue our discussion about the Pearl District. Kevin Anderson, a commercial real estate broker. Friend, can I call you friend? There we go. Wait a minute. We have Dan.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Our 1:30 appointment with Dan. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing this Christmas holiday?
I'm doing great, but you sound out of breath. Are you out of breath?
Well, I might have been exerting myself a little more than I should have been, yes. Well, you know, it's that time of year when the Christmas lights have got to go up and the Christmas tree and all the carols and all that, so we've been pretty busy today.
You have a heavy Christmas tree? Is that what you're saying?
We might have a heavy Christmas tree, yes, but, well, you know.
Guess what? I've been sitting here talking with Kevin Anderson, commercial broker. We're talking about the Pearl District. And by the way, there aren't many houses available in the Pearl District anymore.
That's one of those really up-and-coming rejuvenation areas, Pearl District.
It is, in a huge way. And so that led me to thinking the houses that I've sold there most recently would have been, say, boarded up $30,000 to reasonable condition $75,000 or so, but needing lots of work. They're old, and we can talk about some of the history of the Pearl District, about how, you know, it started like 1901 to 1910-ish, kind of came on strong in the 20s and 30s and did real well until like the 60s. And then it started to, well, you know, we're going to go further south, and we know how all that kind of built out and changed. So what you have is houses that there was no economic drive for remodeling and improvements because you couldn't sell it for more because people were looking at other areas. So we have some older houses that are historic and need to be fixed up. And TTCU has a program that obviously not just for the Pearl District, but for people who are looking to buy and need to fix up at the same time. And many times they don't know how to do that. Like, I don't have $30,000 cash to just buy a house and then put another $30,000 into it to fix it up. What does somebody do?
Right. So one of our great products we have at the credit union is the renovation loan, which you can have up to $40,000 in a signature loan to redo your house. So if you're going to redo light fixtures or carpet, or maybe you need to rework your kitchen or a bathroom, you can go in there and we can give you a check for about $40,000, and you can do all that work without having to go through a typical construction loan.
Well, and the appraisal can become a problem on some types of repair situations. You've addressed that already.
Right. So when we do the appraisal on the house, we're going to do it on the purchase price only, and we're not going to take consideration the improvements on that $40,000 signature loan. However, if your expenses are going to exceed $40,000, and you need to get out there and get a contractor involved, we're going to move walls and we're going to begin reworking heat and air and doing some things that are more laborious, then you're going to want to go to the side of a construction loan. And that construction loan will allow you to purchase the home and do the renovations, and it's much more robust. And in a situation like that, we will base the appraised value on the completion of the house and not on its current condition.
But here's the real win here. There are a lot of houses, Dan, that I could show a home buyer to that the seller doesn't have the money to fix it up. It's all stuff that the buyer looks at and they're like, wow, I can handle this. It's easy work. Right. I know my friend, my buddy does this. So-and-so does carpet, or my dad owns a carpet company or whatever. It doesn't matter. But they've got those. They know how to do it. They can go to Lowe's on a weekend and they can take care of that. And those are smaller items that would amount to a handful of thousands or maybe 20, 30, less than 40,000, and they can buy it from a home seller who cannot get premium price. That means the buyer gets a great price because the property needs work, but it doesn't need so much work that it takes a contractor to come in and buy it and gut it. And that's more than buyers can handle. They can't stomach that type of project. But your loan that has a $40,000 signature loan or less makes it so easy for somebody to do it because they don't have to show up with all the extra paperwork, all the red tape, get it included in the appraisal, make sure there's approval across the board and money going under the table, none of that stuff going on. It's a simple, I want to buy this home. I see the possibilities in it. I can do the work. A lot of it I can do myself. That's where the big savings comes in because some of these programs don't allow buyers to do the work themselves anymore. And you get all this stuff put together in a package. You're moving in to something, first-time home buyers especially, people maybe on their second or third home that are just handy, this is a real win for them at TTCU.
Well, it allows you to be able to earn sweat equity in your home. And so as you well know, that when someone goes to sell the house, it's in dilapidated condition or it needs work or needs paint and carpet and those things we're talking about, you're not going to be able to sell it for as much as you could once that work's been done. So really, you have the ability to go out and borrow that extra money, put that extra work into the house, and then you can come back around later on and you've got an asset that's worth quite a bit more than what it was when you originally purchased it.
Instead of paying premium for someone else's work.
That's right. That's right. Well, you may want to go in and change anyway. How many times have you shown someone a house and they go into it like, well, I like this house, but I hate the color of the walls? Or, that's not my liking for the carpet.
Simple stuff. I'll hook you up with a painter.
Right.
Yeah, really, really simple stuff. Folks, this is HGTV has kind of over-glamorized this stuff to make it look like, some people feel like they can't do it. Some people feel like they can do too much. But when you start talking about the reality of it, give me a call. Let's walk through it, and I can connect you with real people who can do this stuff at a low cost for you and really change your life by making the right real estate purchase decision. TTCU's your telephone number?
918-749-8828. Or you can go to TTCU.com. We have an application ready for you right now.
You can do it right now. And listen, if you're a realtor and you're listening and you're thinking, what can I do with this? You can use this type of loan program with a house that you're having trouble selling. You can use it with a buyer where you're trying to help a buyer get into something that's better for them, that meets their needs better, and yet they're a little confused on what kind of financing. Where would they go to get the financing to be able to do the thing so they're not moving into something that they can't afford to do the work? TTCU has that answer. Go online, ttcu.com, or your telephone number again, Dan?
918-749-8828.
Thanks for being with us today. And back to Christmas decorating.
Back to it.
All right. Dan Newberry with TTCU Federal Credit Union. Today's program brought to you by TTCU, Integrity Title, Murray Electric, and my friends at eXp Realty and the Baskin Real Estate Specialists. I am Daryl Baskin. We want to take a break. Let's take a break and come back and have a long segment with Kevin Anderson, the Pearl District expert. Kevin, my commercial real estate broker friend, there's a bunch of stuff going on. Imagine what it's going to look like after we tell you what's coming for the future of the Pearl District after this.
When it comes to taking care of the things that matter most to you, you'll find the answers here. All weekend long, it's another Ask the Experts weekend. Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 102.3 KRMG on KRMG.com and the KRMG app.
After my husband attempted to install a ceiling fan and made a mess of the ceiling and the floor, we decided to have it installed by a professional. And we want it done soon, before the air conditioning bills take a bite out of our budget. Seems like every electrician we called, we got the same runaround. If you need this, push one. If you need that, push two. If you can wait long enough and get through to a real human being, it's a receptionist who knows even less about installing a ceiling fan than my husband.
Hi, I'm Larry Murray, owner of Murray Electric.
Yes, a real, live, and knowledgeable, courteous electrician answers the phone when you call Murray Electric. We know you want answers, not phone shuffle, and we provide answers on the spot. Murray Electric has been serving Tulsa and Green Country since 1984 with honest, prompt, and dependable electrical service. Call us and hear for yourself.
When you're in a hurry, call Murray.
That's Murray Electric at 835-9605.
My name is Scott.
My name is John.
Whoever you are.
My name is Blakely Sanford.
And for whatever reason.
Every morning for weather.
They give me my traffic report.
Weather, politics, and entertainment.
We are bringing you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes to keep you up to date.
Local news, the weather.
I wake up, I turn on the radio.
Yeah, anything going on, you know, that I need to know about.
Need to know what happened.
Tulsa's information station.
My name is Chris, and I leave it on all day long.
Is News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
One address, thousands of homes. Have two properties I'm going to end with. 30961 East 65th Street. This is a lot. In the old Emerald Falls, actually the new Emerald Falls. Talked about that for a long time. Over the years with the golf course closed. Guess what? I've got a lot on the old golf course. $40,000. What's amazing about this? Check out the photo. The area is being redeveloped, being built out. So not redeveloped as in the lots are changing, anything, not in the original area where this is located. You back up to the old golf course, which is remaining green space. Now that is a real benefit. So you get all the benefit of it, and it's at a $40,000 price point, new construction all around, first-class developer taking care of it. I'll go ahead and drop a name, David Charney, and his, talking about Pearl District, his commitment to Kendall Whittier, and I don't know what he's done over in Pearl District. This is a man I just admire for his commitment to Tulsa and the things that he's done to use financial tools and resources to make a living and a you know, good for himself, but also simultaneously doing some amazingly good things for areas of Tulsa that previously, people wouldn't touch because they just wanted to go where all the masses were. Here's a guy with vision who does that. Well, he's the one that's redeveloping Emerald Falls. 30961 East 65th Street, $40,000. And check that lot out at homeguidetulsa.com. I've got one more at 6708 South Atlanta Place, $294,000. 4,500 square feet, the lowest price per square foot of anything in the square mile of Southern Hills Country Club. And this is an amazing buy if you need space. Two bedrooms on the first level, hard to find in a home of this vintage, being built at this time period. A lot of the bedrooms were upstairs. If they weren't two stories, many times all the bedrooms were upstairs, or you certainly only had one downstairs. This one has two, which is a more common feature in today's new homes because people, not everybody likes stairs. Send the kids upstairs, but our aging population, the demographics, more people want more on the first level. 4,500 square feet, $294,000. 6708 South Atlanta Place. HomeGuideTulsa.com. Great neighborhood called Williamsburg. You like drive through and it's like colonial America, colonial Williamsburg. Kevin Anderson with Kevin Anderson's amazing real estate brokerage. Okay, I made that up. But my friend who knows more about Pearl District than I think anybody, and you're talking about bus rapid transit, and this affects all of Tulsa. But there are two legs to this. Tell us what's going on here and why that's such a big deal.
The city of Tulsa has funded the Peoria Bus Rapid Transit System, which will provide buses along Peoria every 15 minutes each direction, with service continuing into the evening hours and on weekends. The Peoria route will be operational in August of 2019, according to Tulsa Transit, and 2 years later in 2021, the 11th Street Route 66 route will be operational.
Tulsa has been needing reliable public transportation for a long time. If you travel, and especially as Tulsa's attracting people who are from larger cities, they're used to reliable public transportation, so that you don't go someplace and you're suddenly stranded because you don't have a car. We've just been a city, but in order for us to really meet the needs not only of travelers, but of our own citizens, there's an expense to having a vehicle that, you know, granted, we can all turn our nose up and say, okay, well, if you can't afford a car, you probably, you know, whatever attitude you've got about that. We've got people who need reliable transportation, everything from a doctor's appointment to taking care of kids. I mean, some kids ride Tulsa transit buses back and forth to school. But that's how you make a generational change. If you want your kid to be in a private school, or if you want to get them to a magnet school, these are options that are just critical for a good city, a robust city. And bus rapid transit, of course, is going to give us reliable every 15-minute intervals. You can't wait an hour to catch a ride someplace. So now here's how this affects real estate. When you own property that's along that corridor, it magically transforms into better uses, more diverse uses, and higher demand. And that's why discussing this bus rapid transit and understanding it, if you're a real estate owner, is very important. A business owner, too.
The Peoria route, as it currently stands, will run up and down Peoria, but at Admiral Boulevard, it turns west and goes into town, into downtown on First Street, and comes back after it tours the downtown bus station on Second Street to connect back to Peoria, both directions. So you don't have to work on Peoria, but if you live on Peoria, it'll take you right into downtown, which will allow you to, you know, you don't have to pay those downtown parking fees. You don't have that gas. You don't have that insurance. There's a lot of benefits to it.
Well, if you ask me, the best part about some sort of public transportation or where you're not in charge of driving is that I can return emails, make a couple of phone calls, and when I get to wherever my destination is, I don't feel like, oh gosh, I got to stop. I need 10 minutes just to catch up because I couldn't do all that while I was driving. And I'm not kidding. There's a huge benefit to that, and Tulsa hasn't had it. So bus rapid transit, making a big difference. What about this new pond?
There's a second Pearl District pond. The first one's at the village at Central Park, but they have begun land acquisition on a second pond area that'll go north of the VFW Club and the Indian Healthcare. This will cover 3 to 4 blocks. It will be purely a pond with a boardwalk around it that will be visible from Highway 75 as well as from Peoria and front on 6th Street.
This 6th and Peoria on the west side, Centennial Park. Wait a minute. By the way, is it Central or Centennial? Did it start as Central and then it became Centennial?
I think Centennial is the one downtown at 6th and Boston.
Okay, so I'm confused on which one. Okay. So whatever it is, this beautiful park, Central Park, used to be just like a big field of nothingness.
Correct.
And now it is probably the most photographed angle of location, backdrop with the city of Tulsa, the skyline in the back. I don't think anything else has attracted that much attention.
That's correct.
And there's another pond now going north of that in an area that was previously just a bunch of old buildings boarded up, a few businesses or houses scattered in there that had been kind of isolated and had lost its economic value. I mean, like if you called me and said, hey, Daryl, would you sell my house? It's right here. I'd be like, nobody wants to really buy this as a house right now. Yeah. So when you go through that economic process, reinventing it and creating demand for things around it, that's where a good city project can come in and make a big difference. So,
and south of the existing park, there are new housing units going in there. There's 7 new units that are going to be open in, I think, March of next year.
Now, are you talking about the brownstones?
Yes.
Okay. So we've gotten rid of the smaller, because like when the IDL came in and it cut everything up, it just like said, okay, chop, you're the east side and the rest of this is downtown, because you had like Gunboat Park and some of this other stuff. So over the years, the use of that, the dynamics of the neighborhood change. And so the brownstones making it a little more like a Chicago or New York kind of environment.
Correct. It's very walkable. You're right across the street from the 6th Street portion of the Pearl District. We've got possible two new restaurants. One to two new restaurants are going to be built north of Family and Children's Services. We've got Papa Ganoush restaurant. We've got the Phoenix Cafe is going to reopen this month with an all-day food menu, and they're going to do their own coffee roasting there.
I'm glad they're reopening. It was like devastating when I went by and it couldn't stop there. Now, Cirque across the street is going to expand as well. They've got some great coffee.
They do phenomenal all day long. There's people, everything from young college kids to guys in suits, old guys
How many microbreweries are there?
We currently have 8 that are in the Pearl and or the Reef area around the Pearl. There's at least one other brewery that is looking at it. They will all be open in 2018.
Let's redefine Pearl again, or re-speak the definition of it, boundaries.
The formal area is Utica to the downtown interdispersal loop, and then from 11th Street up to 244.
And then when you say the Reef, which is a cool name for it, just those things that are kind of on the outside boundary.
Right on the fringe, within a block or two of that, like
Topeka
Coffee, Marshall's Brewery, Cabin Boys Brewery, the Oklahoma Distillery Company. There's a wonderful collection of shops along 11th Street. Well, technically the south side isn't the Pearl, but we want to include them. We want to bring business to all of those businesses.
And 11th Street being our historic Route 66 that has, we've got a marathon named after it that brings people. Listen, I run Airbnbs, and the real advantage to that has been taking some of our historic areas that need a new face. I travel and I stay in places that are really, and they're kind of reinvented. This renaissance taking place in various areas, Chicago, St. Louis. And when I saw that, I'm like, we've got all that. We've got better here in Tulsa. And I have people coming in for all of these events, everything from summer music concerts and big things that are happening around Tulsa to stuff at the fairgrounds to the marathon. And they love staying right there along Route 66 because that's America's history. And the more we make of that, the more people identify with what Tulsa is, and they take that message back home, and that's making a big difference in our economy. There's nothing better than somebody else's money coming into our economy.
Well, the Pearl District has over 130 businesses. I couldn't believe it when we first started collecting business names.
100 and how many?
130 businesses.
That's a small area for 130 businesses.
We had our first Pearl Jam Fest event this year, and we've learned a lot from that. We're going to do it again next year.
I'm still stuck on 130 businesses in that small area. Think about it. If you're in another part, it may be a big box. Well, a big box takes up the space of 130 businesses, but these are small, locally owned, craftsman type businesses that really have a flavor of Tulsa and something that's unique.
Well, we got over 21 coffee shops, restaurants, and venues. We've got over 8 fitness facilities in the area. We've got at least 4 salons, probably 25 retail locations in the area. We've got brand new housing opportunities. The Village at Central Park is going to do, in addition to the 7 units, they've got, I think they're going to do some apartments in there, or at least they're proposing that. The Laura Dester site at 7th and Quincy is proposed for 140 units. There's new mixed-use development at 5th and Quaker, and there's a big mixed-use project proposed north of Family and Children's Services.
And there are some buildings available.
Yes, there are.
Get a hold of Kevin or me, either one. Kevin's number.
Kevin Anderson at TulsaRealtors.com or 918-406-3197.
I'd love to make you part of ownership in the Pearl District. Darryl Baskin, thanks for being with us. Kevin, thanks for taking your time to be here, share some
Thank
of
you.
Your expertise. Watch Tulsa grow. It's amazing. Some exciting things happening. HomeGuideTulsa.com, or you can give me a call, 918-732-9732. Listen, you want to schedule an appointment? Let's visit. No cost or obligation. AskinForBaskin.com. We'll talk about your real estate future and plans. AskinForBaskin.com. See you next week.
And you can listen, because we're podcast starting, well, a week or two ago, but we're now podcast the future of real estate.
Thanks to Tim.
Oh, we're off the way. Now I'll say that.
Thanks to Tim.
Hey, that was very nice. But you can listen to podcasts of this show, and that's always fun. Something you missed or you're out of town, you can always listen to us once again. We'll have Fox News coming up next. 53 degrees. Still have that slowdown at 169, and that's at the 41st Street exit if you're heading southbound.
Tune in again next week to The Future of Real Estate with Daryl Baskin here on News Talk KRMG.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station.
News 102.3, Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic.
The home of the three big things you need to know. On air, online at KRMG.com.
Civil rights leaders not happy about a visit by President Trump. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. President Trump was in Mississippi today, where he helped open the Civil Rights Museum in Jackson.
The Civil Rights Museum records the oppression, cruelty,